today's agenda. Got the suitcase up in the central. Go to room 112, tell them Blanco sent you. Feeling strangers, if no money exchanges. I got these kids in Rangers to leave them niggas brainless. All they told is stainless, you just remaining. Calm as possible, make the deal go through. If not, here's 12 shots, we know how you do. Please make your killings clean, slugs up in between. They eyes like true lies, kill them and flee the scene. Just bring back the coke or the cream, or else your life is on the shelf. We mean this, Frank, the cats we fucking with put bombs in your mom's gas tank. Let's get this money, baby. They shady, we get shady. Dress up like ladies and burn them in dirty 380s. And they come to kill our babies, that's all out. I got gaps that blow the wall out, clear them all out. Fuck the fallout, word to stretch, I bet they pussy. The seven digits push me, fucking real. Here's the deal, I got 100 bricks, 14.5 a piece. Enough to cop six, buy the house on the beach. Supply the piece with jeeps, brick a piece, capiche? Everybody getting cream, no one considered the leech. Think about it now, that's damn near 1.5. I kill them all, I'll be set for life. Frank, pay attention, these motherfuckers is henchmen. Renegades, if you die, they still get paid. Extra probably, fuck a robbery, I'm the boss. Promise you won't rob them, I promise. But of course, you know I have my fingers crossed.
Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture me being scared of a nigga that breathes the same air as me.
Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture me being shook. We can both pull burners, make the motherfucking beef.
Niggas bleed just like us.
Picture a nigga hiding my life in that man's hands while he just decided.
Niggas bleed just like us.
I'd rather go toe to toe with all of y'all. Running ain't in my protocol. Since it's on, I call my nigga Arizona Ron from Tucson. Push the black Yukon, usually had the slow grooves on. Mostly rock the Ozzy, stupid as a youngin', chose not to move wisely. Sharper with game, him and his crooks call the jooks. Heard it was sweet, about 350 a piece. Ron bought a truck, 2 bricks laid in the cut. His peeps got bucked, got locked the fuck up. That's when Ron vanished, came back speaking Spanish. Lavish habits, 2 rings, 20 carats, here's a criminal. Nigga made America's moat, killed his baby mother brother, slit his throat. The nigga got...
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am so happy that you are back with us Sunday, November the 8th. Y'all know we started at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. It's Sunday. We got a new president. We got a tropical depression coming through South Florida. We chilling, we vibing. I hope y'all got y'all drinks. I got me a little vodka with a little mango juice. I'm just chilling. I'm just real mellow tonight because we got a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. And I had to start off with my boy Big because, like, you know, a lot of people out there feel like, you know, the Democrats just came through and stole the election. So I just figured I'd give them a little gangster music to ride to because, you know, that's what just happened. Like, they feel like they came through and they hit them up like the mob. So it is what the mob do. But y'all know, it's time for me to bring my girl in the building. What it do, one time to the H-E-L-E-N. Helen in the building, what it do, shout it.
What's good? What's good? What's going on? Hey, everybody.
What's Papa locking in the cackalacking?
Ain't nothing, man. Just chilling, bipolar weather. That's about it.
Okay. Hey, at least y'all got bipolar. We just got straight rain.
Oh, I know. I done seen y'all can keep it there.
Yeah, we ain't doing nothing. This, if you got an old lady, you get up. This, look, when I do the intro to the show, this is the intro to the show for the night. If you got an old lady, get up real next and close to her, because right now you can't go nowhere. Rub on the booty. We're going to make a twerk for you a little bit tonight. I promise you. If your girl, listen,
ooh, we twerking tonight.
Helen, if out of all the songs that I play tonight, that they don't at least shake one butt cheek tonight, if they don't shake at least one butt cheek tonight, when you come down to Florida, I'll make you some ribs.
Oh, shit. Okay, say less. Y'all better not shake no butt cheeks, man.
They're going to have to, man, because we got some good stuff to get to. Listen, so let me tell you, I watch pretty much all of the news coverage for the presidential race. I always watch it. Like people be like, oh, you watching it because the president. I'm like, no, I really just always watch every presidential cycle. And I also watch, you know, every midterm cycle as well, because you got to know who's been voted for in your city. But I want to go back to one of the days that I was sitting back and I was watching it, and this was early, early in the morning. I want to say this was either Friday or Saturday morning when they was doing the count. I want to say Saturday morning because it's early in the morning, like 7, 8 o'clock, right? So, you know, CNN got the little cameras in, and they peek it in on Atlanta, right? Go back and look at it. It's a brother sitting in there talking to this girl with the dreads, with some braids in her hair. Boy, he was working hard. You hear me, Charlotte? He was in there working hard. You know what it looked like when you at the job, right? And look, it's just you and him and everybody else going on lunch break, so you got to get in there and just keep talking to her. Hopefully that, you know, you can get her by the time she drink her juice and get ready to walk away. He was in there working hard, boy. He was in there at check yes, no, or maybe if you like me.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Not the yes, no, or maybe.
Hey, listen. So, sometimes you got to find out how it goes. So, anyway, how your week went? Because, you know, we did not do a Friday show.
Yes, my week went good. I actually went down to Newberry to kick it with my girl, with the kids and stuff. Did some drop-offs, some pickups. Had a few people to meet for business-wise or whatever. But it went good, you know. Kids had a ball. That's all that I can ask for. As long as they happy, I'm happy.
Well, the reason why we didn't do a show Friday is because Friday was emotionally climactic for me, and here's why. Friday was the day that Elizabeth had her surgery as a preemie.
Oh.
And it was funny because, and not funny in a ha-ha way, but funny in a, I had a deja vu. I literally had the same conversation of realization. Like you ever have the same conversation twice and then go through the same mood swing in a row? So,
yeah.
Like, I had the same conversation with my wife about it. Like, and she, I don't even think she realized it. But I had the same conversation with her, and I hit deja vu right after we had the conversation, and I really just, like, I went into a place of despair and a dark place. And the reason why I say that is because mental health matters. And here's one of the things, the reason why I decided to really kind of, like, talk about that today, because it was hard for me to really deal with this on Friday, and I don't always share everything with everybody. But the reason why it was hard is because, you know, one of the things that I noticed when we went through this process of having our child, and this may not be for everybody everywhere, but like a lot of fathers going through, and I can't speak for other races. Let me clarify this. I can only speak for me as a black man. That's it. Married to a black woman. That's all I can speak of. Like, because, you know, people want you to be like, oh, well, that ain't got shit to do with me. I can't speak for you, but for me. Okay?
Yeah.
It was the most disrespectful process I've ever gone through in my life. And it was hard because in nearly 40 years of my life, out of all the children that I've been a part of helping create and raise and all the things that I've done, this was the one time in my life that I felt like as a father that I was just like disrespected all the way around. Like when I tell you, like the hospital staff, when I tell you they treated me as if like I was like the baby daddy. like they treated me like I came in 3 hours late, like we wasn't married. They treated me like they wasn't sure if I was like the father, like check yes, no, or maybe. The questions that they ask in front of you, like is he abusing you? Like when I tell you, as a man, as a father, as a person sitting, going through that, the end of 2019 through most of 2020 was the most mentally challenging situations that I've ever gone through. And don't get me wrong, I love my baby. She is beautiful, she is healthy, she is doing everything that she needs to do to be a productive member of society.
It's my baby.
But it was hard. Because I wanna really ask this question, because with everything being what it is and that America is, and don't get me wrong, yes, we have smart black people, we have dumb black people, we have smart white people, we have dumb white people. Like, this is not a case of who's better. But I really had to ask people, how do you see me? Helen, have you ever asked people that before?
Yes.
Because it's hard sometimes being just a decent person. Like, sometimes you have to really stop and just be like, when you look at me, what do you see? How do you see me? And through that process, Helen, for the first time in my life, other than being there for my wife, other than being there for our family, I can honestly say dealing with the outside people, that was probably one of the first, like, because I've never really dealt with this from outside. Being a father this go around and raising a daughter and dealing with all the distractions and all the things that I've ever had to deal with, Helen, this was the first time in my life I ever felt irrelevant.
Wow.
And the sad part was, other than my wife really encouraging me and my closest of friends who kind of knew what I was going through at the time, encouraging me, the world continued to show me that I was irrelevant. And it hurt. And it was hard. And it was one of those times where I had to mentally get in my prayer closet. I had to do my fasting. I had to do my meditation. But, Helen, I was hurt.
I believe it. That would hurt any decent man. Man, father,
I wanted to get that out because I wanted to say it. Because Friday, I was so depressed Friday dealing with this. I couldn't have did the show. I was in such a dark place. And I know what we're getting ready to celebrate today is kind of a dark place, but I don't want to do that. Tell him we are getting ready to celebrate a good friend of mine today.
Okay.
Her name is Patrice Owens. She passed away just about a year ago.
Uh-oh.
We have a few more months to go. She passed away at the very beginning of 2020. She didn't pass away from COVID. She had multiple heart issues and things that kind of happened all at the same time, respiratory and heart issues that kind of took her out. She was also dealing with some, you know, medical issues. So I don't want to take away and try to tie it to COVID, because I know everybody wants to tie everything to COVID. This was not a COVID-related incident. But this was a young lady who died early, and, you know, she was a very important friend of mine, like very instrumental. I know you know Crystal Bella. She's come on. She was Crystal Bella's personal assistant.
I know who you're talking about now.
But more than just that, she was just a great friend. She was always bigger than life. She was always greater than, like, she was never one of those people, regardless of how bad things looked, no matter what she was going through. She always had this big smile on her face. She would always give you a hug, and she would always just tell you wonderful things. And so I thought it would be fitting, today being November the 8th. Today is her birthday.
Okay.
So what I chose to do today is we're going to play several birthday songs. We're going to play some turn up music. We're going to twerk a little bit, because this is about her, and this is one of my dogs. This is one of my homies, and I know that if we was here, she'd be drinking. She'd be done rolled up spliff. You know, she got island blood in her, so you already know she'd have a couple of spliffs already rolled up, a few drinks rolled up, you know, and we'll be turning up. Me, Crystal, the crew, we'll be getting it. But I don't want to take away from her legacy, and I don't want to take away from her memory. So I want to say on this show, I call her Cat Rice. Her real name is Catricia, but I call her Cat Rice. So Cat Rice, on your birthday, on your day, I hope you in heaven living life, but we're going to turn up. Happy birthday, my dog.
Celebrate, girl, nobody can compare with you. Birthday in January, so she an Aquarius. They say the pussy got mouths like Darius, but she look better than most chicks in her area. Shawty don't want a lame, she only like me. Only fucking with the thugs and the white tees. Birthday February, sign Pisces. Hit the fish scales in Long Island iced tea. Then right after January and February was a girl who was an Aries who always be smoking berry. Hair style show, but her stuff so hairy. Ass so fat, earrings canary. Now break it down with your friends, you a tourist. I heard you the fit to a Benz from a I see balloons and the women looking gorgeous. Somebody get down for me when you hear the chorus.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Everybody move like it's your birthday. Birthday? Mama dance on your birthday. Mama don't break it down on your birthday. Birthday?
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 She looks so good, she got me acting like I'm finna die. The type of chick so sick she catch the other women now. Knew she was freaky when she said she was a Gemini. She wanna do something freaky with me, her friend and I. No, my speaking Spanish, I do not understand her, but I love the way she moving the fatty like she a dancer. Birthday in June, I'm trying to get cancer. Smoke up the room like I'm trying to get cancer. Shawty grown now, she so Leo. Only 19 on the G.O. like she 3-0. On the grind to be a big CEO. She the one taking me when I got to see my P.O. Her face is fine, but I got love that her no. She so fly down south like where the birds go. That's the type of body your baller wanna splurge for. And she dirt low, so she a bird go.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Everybody move like it's your birthday. Birthday? Mama J is on your birthday. Mama, don't break it down on your birthday. Birthday?
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 Born October 12th, yeah.
All right, guys. Big Bath and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. Man, we got Helen in the building, but before we go ahead and keep moving on with the move on, y'all know we got to welcome the deep voice, the man from New York playing in Philly. We got D-Wayne in the building.
Okay, what a new president.
What's going on, my man?
What a new cousin?
I'm all right.
Oh, you alive?
I'm all right, man. How you doing?
But y'all in Pennsylvania, they got guns out there.
It's guns down there. It's guns everywhere, man.
Oh, I'm
just because what you see, because you seen one, don't mean they stop making them all. Just say.
I ain't playing with you today, man. What's good with you in the hood, though?
Oh man, nothing, man. Just been chilling. Just last hour, I meant to text you early Friday and tell you I wasn't gonna be on, but things happen.
We had to take some time off, man. We had to do a mental welfare day. Everybody needs one. Matter of fact, while we're talking about that, we're gonna be adding some things and we're gonna be changing some things because we're getting ready to go into season three. So with season three, we're going to be adding a new show. On Mondays, this is not in conjunction with the Big Bat and Friends. It's going to be arts and music on Monday, and that's going to be, I want to say, 11 a.m. show. We're working on the details for that, but if you guys want to actually talk about arts and music, we're going to be definitely be doing that 11 Monday. I think the first show is going to be the 16th. We're going to do a test pilot show, one show in November, one show in December. And then we're going to launch that with season three coming up in January because we're going to take some time off for the holidays coming up here real soon so we can get everybody in the holiday spirit because I know y'all getting ready to spoil these kids. Because, Dwayne, what you got, 17 kids?
Oh, thank you.
You're talking shit. I got five.
I got five.
See, there you go. I got five that's me, one that's not.
Oh.
So all together is six. I got four in my house right now.
so you got the 93 Bulls. You got a starting five and a good Man of the Year award.
Nah, I only got five, man. I got an older girl. My daughter be 18 this year.
Nah, you said you got five, and then you got one more. So like that's a six man award.
I got a five. I got four boys and a girl, and I got one
that's
not mine, which is a boy.
No, you got six though. You got six.
Not mine.
Tell him he got six.
Because when it, but listen,
he
like
can
this.
Have
when
nine.
Comes,
I can send him three more.
When it comes down to the paperwork, not mine.
Right. Listen, that is important. That is important because you know me and the wife was having a conversation about that the other day, and I think some people get that mixed up, and I'm glad Helen's kind of here because I know it's two men that's about to say this, but. Like 2021, ladies, like let's get something clear. Like we rocking with y'all, we are 100% with y'all. But understand, if those kids ain't that man, I don't care if y'all dating, I don't care if y'all smashing, whatever. If y'all baby fathers is in the picture, go to y'all baby fathers first. That's their job.
Oh nah, me and him was super tight. Me and her
baby father
was very tight. We were super cool. You know what I mean? Like he'll watch my kids if I ask him to, you know what I mean? They go over there, they spend the night at his house, and all that shit. It's never a problem.
That's not a true, though.
But that's a whole different dynamic if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, because that's not a true and dude, because I know you. I know the caliber of dude that you are, but I know when you look across social media, when you look across the Twitters, the Snapchats, and the whatever, you know, you always do see a lot of stuff where, like, ooh, he didn't get my kid something, but he came back with something for his kid. Like, at the end of the day, like, I tell people all the time, it's not that guy's responsibility. If he chooses to step up, that's his choice. But we got to stop making things other people's responsibilities. Our choices are our choices. Because, like, I don't want Dwayne's kids. Hell, I don't want Helen's kids. So I'm not responsible for them little bastards. I don't give a damn how much I like them.
Understandable, but you know what? When you deal with women with children, they do become your responsibility, like it or not. You know what I'm saying?
They do. Here's the thing, though. They do. But here's the thing. That
they
has to
do,
become
but...
a gradual responsibility. Not because I met
you
today.
I'm not saying, I ain't saying, yo, he my responsibility just straight off day one. Hell no. I'm just saying if you in a long relationship with a woman, you know what I mean, and she got kids, that kid somewhat ain't, I understand, you can say, nah, he ain't mine and all that shit, but listen, when you the one, he sit there and ask for, you know what I mean, he see you every goddamn day, might as well.
Yeah.
He ain't got to call you daddy for you to be your man.
Hey,
for you to acknowledge him.
No, real words have not been said. So listen, Helen, because one of these people is in your state, so I'm going to go ahead and say this like this. Since I'm not Republican, nor am I Democrat. Like, I need people to understand that I am independent. That's why it's hard for me to talk politics.
You know what? People hate me because I'm an independent also.
yeah, like, people get mad at you because they want you to be on one side or the other. And I'm like, yeah, it depends on what they're doing for me. It depends.
Right.
But here's what I am going to say, though. I'm going to need all the Mitch McConnells and all the Lindsey Grahams of the world that was on that bullshit for the last 4 years, keep that same energy, though.
You know they are.
No. Because, see, they've been in my inbox sending in surrender flags like, ah, man, you know, like, now that the president has changed, you know, like, we should all just get along. Like, please, don't kumbaya me now when you was ignorant for 4 years.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah,
you
really? Oh, yeah, he was acting up.
He was acting up,
bold
as hell.
Here's what I want people to understand. I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about the supporters.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't never met that man, but those of you that I know, those of you that who was real disrespectful, those of you that I had to unfriend in the last 4 years, those of you that I had to delete in the last 4 years, I didn't delete you because you was Republican, because I need people to understand. We was never really give a damn about politics, but what we do care about is the optics of how you treat us.
Yep.
That's important. That's important.
That too, man.
Let me tell you right now. If somebody walk up to me and slap the shit out of me, I'm not gonna sit here and ask them, can I get their phone number and take them out on a date?
You right. what's your man name? Lindsey Graham was about the most flip flopping motherfucker. I didn't know, bro.
I'm trying to figure out how Jamie Harrison didn't win when he was popping out of everybody's mailbox, blowing up everybody's phone and email. I kid y'all not. One day he popped out on a full blown poster. Man, I don't want your face on my wall.
Yeah.
I mean, handwritten notes. Everything.
Hold on, y'all. Here's the other thing that, and understand, I need people to understand, there's no constitutional thing that says that the president has to concede. There's no law that says that.
No,
but here's the thing, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say something right now, and me and you actually have had this conversation. And so when I say this, I can say this, and I can actually say that I am shocked because I've actually made a contrarian statement to this over a decade ago. And here's the contrarian statement. Never in my lifetime would I have ever thought that I would be reading a statement from George Bush Jr., and saying that man is smarter and has more common sense than the sitting president.
Yeah, we said that together.
like, bro, with Bush's on national television, like, hey, bro, you need to just go ahead and basically concede, give it up. When he using words that you know, because, hey, we talk about the same dude that read a book upside down. So, when this dude is being the voice of reason for the political party that is the Republican Party, it's a little sad because I really just had a little bit more respect.
Because George already know because his brother helped him in Florida.
Yeah. he already told him, you ain't got no allies like that, bro.
Everybody knows he done had the whole graveyard vote for him.
Yeah, bro. Listen, we got to take a quick commercial break. It's funny because this song right here, I just feel like it's for everybody who feel like they lost something in this election. I think this song is definitely the song that you need to dance to a little bit because it's gonna be okay. We're gonna move forward. We're gonna get better. I love y'all. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Dark child, yeah.
I love sex is good, you had my mind.
And I
let you come back every time.
You would
violate and cross the line.
And you
knew that I would be the type
to
always wait so patiently.
Thinking
you was coming home to me.
Well,
damn, I never heard the keys or felt your taps in all your sleep.
Bring on,
man. Sex is good, you had my mind.
And I
let you come back every time.
You would
violate and cross the line.
And you
knew that I would be the type
to
always wait. wait so patiently, thinking you was coming home to me. Well, damn, I never heard the keys or felt your cap saying all you
don't
see.
To hit my homeboy up and tell him to pass the six, man. You know, this is a Madden score. For
I'm gonna let people know. Me and D been friends for a long time. I am not a I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. I'm not trying to be fake like a lot of these. Like, D, this is what we're going to do. Because I'm so tired of everybody being fake about sports. If they ain't got no real team when they come on this show, they can't talk about sports ever, right?
Hey,
like, they
got to
be loyal.
I'm a
like,
Giants fan. We won today, but we only beat Washington. So I'm not claiming that right now. But I'm only claiming it because my homeboy been talking shit.
Sure. Yeah. Like, you know me. We're going to talk shit. Because, like, I know who your team is in football. You know who my team is in football. We can talk shit like that. But I'm just so tired of these people, like, they be like, oh, I ain't got no team. Like, how you was a Patriots fan for 38 years and then all of a sudden talking about, oh, no, I'm a Tampa Bay Bucks friend. Like, come on, man. That's not, bruh.
They was never a fan.
We know this.
They was a Brady fan. I'm a Brady fan.
They weren't even a Brady fan, bro. Come on. Half of them
can't go. I'm a Patriots fan, and I ain't leaving. Shit.
First of all, if they was Brady fans, they was Brady fans when he was at Michigan. You can't just be – listen, when
I'm
Brady
a Michigan
got
fan. In Michigan, he sucked in Michigan.
He sucked.
We ain't been nothing with him. And he was a third-string back.
When he was backing up
Drew Henson.
When he got drafted, he was Mr. Irrelevant. Only thing that he ever did great was they put a great system around him. That's it. Everybody
exactly.
Like, oh, he's the greatest quarterback ever.
But I could give him this one thing is that he worked. He worked hard on his own.
I'm not taking. Look, here's the thing. I don't take things away. And what I mean by that, mentally, he's up there with the GOAT. I put him in the same category, if not above, the greats. I'm talking about the greats. We ain't talking about, like, the okay quarterbacks, the ones who might have been good for a few years. We're talking about consistently great. The Joe Montanas, the Elways, whether you won championships or not. We're talking about
the Steve Young.
Right, the consistent.
Steve Young. Yeah. Consistent.
But you got
consistent
so many people out here who the hardest transition for me in life this in the last 10 years has been accepting people who don't understand sport.
Listen, man. Listen. I'm getting tired of the LeBron argument. Listen, I'm just getting tired of the LeBron argument. I'm just saying how he skip over Kobe. Everybody jump Kobe and go, oh, he better than Mike. Like, look, there's layers to this shit here, man. Let's peel his back first. He just got his fifth ring. Kobe got 5. Is he on Kobe status? You know what I'm saying? Listen, when the Lakers won, it was just only Kobe and Paul Gasol. Who else was great on that team?
That's enough.
Huh?
That's enough.
Huh? Who?
You only need 2. You don't need a bunch.
Okay, like I said, when Kobe won his 2 without Shaq, he only had Paul Gasol.
True. No, again, I'm not taking, like, I don't take anything from Kobe.
Whole bunch of role players.
But it's because if you
No, I'm just saying, you just don't, you can't jump Kobe and say that LeBron is better than Jordan. And Kobe was never better than Jordan. You never put that asterisk of Kobe is better than Jordan. I've never heard that conversation.
For me personally, this is just personal. It goes for me. It goes Michael, MJ 1, LeBron 2, Kobe 3. But that's me personally. But the reason why is I just like LeBron's overall game compared to Kobe. Now, if we're just going with killer, like you just got to go out there and get a bucket. Oh, I want the ball in Kobe's hand over LeBron all day. Like if I need somebody to just go down, take the 3, dunk on somebody, do whatever, oh, yeah, give me Kobe. But if we're talking about the all-around greatness of the game itself, give me LeBron. That's like –
I'm not doubting this dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doubting his ability. I just hate the conversation.
I just hate the conversation. I hate the
Everybody's just going to pull up stats. Everybody's going to keep pulling up stats. And I'm like, it's intangibles, man. It's intangibles.
Yeah. It's intangibles. And that's the reason why I give MJ the GOAT stats. Because don't get me wrong, LeBron should Here's the difference that I try to get people to understand. With LeBron being the size, the strength, and the physicality that he is, he should be doing what he's doing. I'm not taking that away from him. But here's what I have to explain to people. When Jordan was in the league, and this is all I'm going to say, there was a level of I could kick your ass any day of the week, and you just had to accept it.
That's that, but you know, then everybody, oh, he was weaker then, da 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 da. Rules change. That's why I say, you know what, we're not even going to go. LeBron is the greatest of his era, of the 2000s.
I'll give him that. I'll give him that.
Era.
Of his era.
We'll go
just
era.
Like,
you know
just like I'd say, and here's the only reason. Here's the only reason why I don't, and this is the same argument that I make for LeBron as well. Here's the reason why I don't put LeBron or Kobe in the GOAT conversation, and here's why. And people laugh at me, and you can say what you want to say, and you can take it how you want to take it. But
the hand-checking rule.
No, it's not that. If
the
hand-checking
rule, you can't touch him. You can't touch
nobody.
No, but
it ain't even that. It's not even that for either one of them. Here's why I can't give him either one of the GOAT, is because during either one of their reigns, yes, LeBron, you expected to do something in the East. You expected him to go wherever he went to. Okay, that was the fear. Like, LeBron dominated the East forever. Okay, I got that. Kobe did his thing. He put up the numbers. He put up the stats, whatever. But at the end of the day, during both of their reigns, you have another person there who had a substantial reign in Tim Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Substantial. Like, it ain't no little bit. Substantial.
See, and so, I also tell people this, is that when Jordan was in the league, it was nobody was considered better than Jordan at any given time.
It wasn't close. Like, there was never, and that's the part right there that I tell people, when you look at the eye test, when you talk to NBA players, when you look at people who studied the sport, who followed the sport, there was never, ever, ever a time in history that I can ever recall Jordan being at the height of his powers. We ain't gonna talk about what he did with the Wizards because everybody like to bring up the Wizards. But he was an older flash.
23.
But even still, he was an older flash coach trying to show young people how to play the game. He wasn't out there trying to kill anymore. He was more trying to show them how to play the game. But
they still went to the playoffs.
But even at the peak of his power, you can arguably say at the peak of other players' powers that on a given night that there could be someone equal or better than them. I can't say that for any – like people tried to say Clyde Drexler was equal to Jordan. I didn't see it. Clyde Drexler was a bad boy, but I didn't see it. Grant Hill was a bad boy, but I didn't see it.
Only person that they said was better than Jordan coming in, I think they were – I want to believe that they were in the same draft class. They were. Was Barkley. But Barkley got too big.
Yeah, Barkley just got too big.
That was it.
I would only say here's what I would say. The only person that I would honestly say that I've ever witnessed, and we're gonna take a commercial break after we cover this. The only person that I would honestly say, and it's just me, you can say what you wanna say, you can call me biased, you can call me a 90s, 80s baby, whatever the terms you wanna go out there and throw out there. But for me, the only other player that I can honestly say that came in the league and absolutely scared the shit out of you having to guard them was AI. That's it.
Yeah.
And I don't care what people say. AI, because AI was about 5'10". They give him 6 foot. AI was 5'10". I don't care what nobody says. But when AI got on the court, no, there was not a single player in the league that wanted to guard AI.
Nah, you're right.
Like, I don't know, I know people did not necessarily want to go guard with Jordan because they might get torched. They didn't want to guard Kobe because they might get torched. They didn't want to guard certain people because, you know, they might get hot on them. But what I'm talking about, you didn't want to guard AI because not only was you going to get 30 put on your head, but he was going to embarrass you for at least 6 of them, as Tyronn Lue.
And
I don't say that to be, like, to diminish other people because there was great people, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady. There was a lot of greats who played in the NBA, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. You know, there's a lot of great, but they didn't have that. Like, there was just certain players, and that's just me. I look at players who when they go to a team, that player has to be better. Like, Paul Pierce and the Celtics was great, but Paul Pierce wasn't what they added to get them over the hump. It was Ray Allen and it was KG. They didn't add Paul Pierce to get better. LeBron James,
right.
Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, like those Charles Barkley, like those types of players, when you go add them to your team, you are instant competitors.
Exactly.
Like I don't always see that with some of these newer cats. I don't see that. Like KD just went to the Leafs. He better show me that he's an instant competitor, or I'm gonna question his legacy.
Oh nah, I believe him. He's good.
I got to see it, though, but I got to see it. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back. We got another birthday song for the birthday Cat Rice. Give a shout-out to my girl Cat Rice.
Yeah.
Birthday song right here. Turn up.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me and Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside.
Bam. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. To everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation.
All right, y'all, we are back. We are back. We are back with our favorite part of the show. Go ahead and, Helen, go ahead and scream a little bit. You know you like it a little bit. We are back with what day it is.
What day it is.
You know she get excited.
So what's going on today?
Let's see what we got. So today is, let's get started. So today we got National STEM Day. I don't know what that is. STEM, STEM Day. I don't know what that is, so we're going to keep it moving. We also got National Harvey Wallbanger Day. Yeah, I don't know what that one is either. Never even heard of that guy. Then we also have National Parent as Teachers Day. Bitch, if you live in this year and you got kids that go to school, celebrate that
shit.
Give me
my round of applause, goddamn.
Give yourself a round of applause, goddammit. Turn up for the turn up. All right, we also got National Cappuccino Day. And then we also
can do a good cappuccino.
Ooh, yeah. And then we also got National Pupusa Day. I don't know what the fuck that is either. Listen,
boy, I
man,
thought
listen.
You were about to say something else. Somebody said,
boy, listen. Helen,
look,
listen.
I was over here like, I know he's not about to say what I think he's about to say. Woo!
Ooh! P-pop on it for a little bit. P-pop on it for a little bit. Hey.
All right,
so let's go ahead and see. Listen, all right, so let's see what National STEM Day. National STEM Day is November 8th. It's a full STEAM, or this day inspires kids to explore and pursue their interest in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Okay, I can respect this. This is a good one right here.
I can respect some of it. I do the math part. I don't like science.
Science is good.
This ain't for you, this for the curious.
Well, technically,
what's wrong with science anyway?
I don't like, look here, baby. No, I don't do science.
What you
science
mean
I don't like
good.
Science? I don't like science.
How you don't like science?
Good. I don't like
love
science.
It.
I mean, I pass with a B.
Love it.
But
man, listen.
I
you better get
like
on
it.
Science. You better get listen. Science is that thing.
That was like my worst subject in school. I mean, I held a B through it the whole well until I got to anatomy. In anatomy, I had an A. But biology, chemistry, baby.
Dwayne, we know why she had an A in anatomy, right?
Oh my God. Yeah,
I had fun
that
cutting
part.
Shit
yeah.
open.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all are horrible. Y'all are horrible people. Y'all are horrible. Y'all are horrible.
You talking about it. See, you love going straight up, and that's, I don't even think biology is when you start cutting shit open, but it's cool.
No,
if that's what
anatomy.
You want to say.
No, it was anatomy. We started cutting shit open. Thank you very much. It was not biology.
First of all, I went ahead and told my teachers off the rip. I was like, listen, if we gotta cut open anything, just understand. Go ahead and give me an A for that assignment because I'm not going to be in class on that day. Because if you would like for me to pass out, I'll be here.
That was my favorite part when we had to cut stuff open.
You see, y'all girls, y'all like that. Y'all watch CSI, How to Kill a Nigga Twice at
Night.
Criminal
Minds.
Stab a nigga twice in the chest. Yeah. 57 ways to blow up his car. Like, those are all shows for women. No man wants to
watch
those. Watch
stuff
shit.
Like that.
Yeah, okay. Y'all all do.
I know. Mm-hmm. All I watch is Criminal Minds and NCIS.
That's
the only two I watch.
That's enough right there. Criminal Minds is enough to tell you how to be a criminal and get away with it. So stop. You're losing.
I'm not trying to
get
no
away
criminal.
With murder and all that bullshit.
Right. All right, so, okay, here's the other one. I didn't know what it was. So National Harvey Wallbanger Day is recognized for a fruity and spirited cocktail made with 3 parts vodka, 1 part Galilino, and 6 parts orange juice. Basically, all it sounds like is a tequila sunrise with vodka. That's what it really sounds like.
Exactly.
Y'all know what I'm thinking of.
Like, as I'm reading this, I'm like, bro, this is really tough. Like, the alcoholic in me is like, bro, that just sounds like a tequila sunrise with cherries and oranges.
Well, it's Sunday, and right. I ain't drinking. I'm not drinking this Sunday.
Hey, it's all good.
I'm drinking for you. I got you.
I don't drink on Sundays.
What they're not gonna do is play with me like I'm slow. Like I know a tequila sunrise when I hear one.
Right. That's what I was like. Nah. I don't want nothing that say bang. Harvey Wallbanger. Nah, I'm good. Nah.
Listen, first of all, not only that, the first name is Harvey, so that's going wrong in a lot of directions. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Just give me a good old screwdriver. Just give me some orange juice and some vodka. I'm good. A couple of cubes of ice. I don't need all that extra shit. We can be all right.
Yeah, I don't need none of that. We good.
None of that. It just sounded like it was a setup. It was a setup. Hey, listen, I want to give a shout out to Texas. And here's why. We have been trending in Texas. We have been trending in Killeen. We've been trending in El Paso. We've been trending in Houston. Woody Tavern is playing us. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on, so let's make sure that we give it up for Texas. Also, our sponsor is out of Texas. I saw, Helen, you put that on your page today. I see you still drinking that tea. That tea is banging, ain't it?
Oh, of course. And, you know, I caught a little sniffle, so, you know, I had a cup of my zeal today to make sure, you know, go ahead and go and get out of the way. Made me a little tired.
Listen,
don't push on through. We don't need that type of energy.
Listen, if you want a good herbal tea, this ain't the cheap bootleg quality nasty shit. This is the good herbal tea. Go to AshEmporiumET.com. I'm going to spell it for you. AshEmporiumET.com. Get the cold and flu. I promise y'all, it is everything. Add your little whiskey or little vodka to it.
So you out here making hot toddies for no reason.
I feel like you just...
No!
It's cool.
I feel like you're judging me, sir.
Alex, I don't judge anyone, man.
Okay, like that's just what it. That's what it sounded like. You might not have did it, but I'm telling you what it sounded like.
It sounded like I was judging you because I was. But I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Roger that. Well, you know know what?
I'm just saying.
Just because you say what I always like to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And when we come back, Helen will be doing Black History Month is World History. So on that note, we're going
to
take a quick
commercial
break.
And we're
about
to get the muted. You're muting me for no reason right now.
Oh, you know how to get started the way he.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride out. Even if we only go to my house, it's more easy as we sit up on my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. We switch in position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want your kiss.
Jeanette Jo Epps. She was born November 3rd, 1970, and she is an American aerospace engineer and NASA astronaut. Epps received both her MS and PhD degrees in aerospace engineering from the University of Maryland. She was chosen for the astronauts in 2009, graduating in 2011. Epps currently serves as a member of the ISS Operations Branch and has completed analog astronaut missions, including NEMO 18 and CASE 19. She is the second woman and first African-American woman to have participated in CASE. And she has also been assigned to NASA's Boeing Starliner 1 mission, the first operational crewed flight of Boeing CST-100 Starliner that is set to launch in 2021.
Yeah, that's big. And it was funny because I was actually reading an article on her yesterday, and like she just had really humble, modest beginnings in her life, and she just always inspired to be an astronaut. She always said that was a goal and a personal dream of hers, and I'm happy that, you know, we have so many firsts that's going on around the globe, around the world. Just in history, and I know a lot of times we try to pull from things from the past, but one of the things that I want to do as much as possible is I want to talk about things that is currently making history, because history is not always everything that's gone on in the past. History is what we're doing right now to make a difference in our lives for today and for the future lives that come tomorrow. So as much as we do talk about world history being past endeavors, we want to continue to focus on the endeavors that we're doing now, because black men and women are making amazing strides. So I don't want to downplay either side of that coin, because we are, as a community, making great strides. And I know other people try to take that from us, but that is something that we have to continue to make sure that we do. And in doing that, there was something that I was reading, and I was watching Dave Chappelle's Saturday Night Live special. And he made a joke and a parody about something, but I kind of actually took it to heart, and I kind of really did it. And one of the things that he was talking about in a joking way was during this time, going out and doing something for somebody who absolutely doesn't deserve it. And what he means by, like, they didn't do anything special to get what it is that they get. And to me, I kind of spent it. I gave it to a young man because he wasn't doing anything special. He was doing what he needed to do to try to get ahead in life. And this young man is about 13 or 14 years old. He sits outside every weekend, and he sells candy in the neighborhood. And today, as I was running to the store after I got off work today just to get a couple of items, this young man was still sitting outside in the rain with an umbrella selling his candies and his things for him to, you know, raise his money. And so whatever I had on my wallet at the time, I just drove by and I gave it to him. Not because I wanted anything. I didn't ask him for anything. I didn't give him my name. I didn't give him any information. And it's not because I wanted anything. But we, as a community, we have to get back into giving to those, especially those who are working hard and trying in spite of the odds around them. Don't know that young man. I don't know his situation. I don't know his family dynamic. But whatever is requiring that young man at 13, 14 years old to realize that in order for him to have whatever it is that it is necessary for him to have, he's making those sacrifices. And I know we see it all the time, but let's, and going into the new year, let's shift into doing that. And I know, Helen, you do that a lot. So, Helen, when's the last time you stepped out and just blessed somebody? What did you do recently to bless somebody?
There is this gentleman. He's a family friend of ours. I've known him since I was like 10, 11. Recently, he's been going through some trouble with people reporting him for his dogs. They're trying to get his land. So they've came out and cited him and fined him several times. His brother passed, and he took over his brother's land. And so instead of allowing the county to come take the dogs, because I knew they were going to kill him, I allowed him to bring his puppies to my house for me to care for him until he gets the land situated up to par where he can get his puppies. And I'm also helping him get his land situated. That way they don't take that away from him, because right now he has nowhere to go. They locked him out of his home pretty much. If I had an extra room or the space, I would allow him to stay here with me. But since I don't, I did my part in what I could do to help him.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Like that goes without saying, because so many people think that, you know, you have to do these amazing, wonderful feats. And sometimes just being an ally in the community, like, it's really a big thing. And, you know, I know a lot of y'all think that, you know, Mr. Baritone over here is just an asshole, but Dwayne got a really big heart, man. Dwayne, what you did recently to, like, look out for somebody? Because I know you do it all the time.
I can't say recently, you know what I mean? I do give to, like, homeless and elderly people. You know what I'm saying? If I do have money in my pocket, or, you know what I mean, extra change. But I got to see a hustle in you, you know what I'm saying, for me to give you some money or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your sign got to be the best sign ever in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Listen, B, I can't play
gotta
with you.
It got to be a creative. No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm not saying it like, you know, it came out funny, but it's some true shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you know
I look at some of these, what some
people
do.
$10 to hold signs down here.
What?
Bruh, that's why I tell people, I can't give no bum no money for holding no signs when you can go hold a sign.
I know that. I understand that. You know what I mean? When I When I say a thigh, now, you know what I'm saying, when they be like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. Or I ain't gonna lie. I'm just gonna spend it on beer, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. You know what I mean? I don't want you just to be like, yo, I'm a homeless vet, da da da. You know what I mean? Because I'm a vet. Sorry. You shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was a wrong turn that you done took. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
And some of these people just don't want the help.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? When I was in Miami last year in Florida, it's the same thing. So, anywho, when I was in Miami last year, you know, we was riding the little electronic scooters, and we came across this one area where it was like hundreds of homeless people sleeping in front of the stores. Well, one actually stopped us and talked to us. And, you know, he was having a full-blown conversation, and he told us, you know, many of us that are out here, we choose to be out here because we don't want to accept responsibility. We would rather live out here than have responsibility. And I'm just like, wow.
Let's put it like this. A lot of these dudes make more money on the street.
Yes.
Than they would if they was to, you know what I'm saying, maintain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, themselves. I'm just saying, just on some random stuff, you know what I mean? I'm not going to get deep into that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, some people just don't want the help. They, you know what I'm saying? They just rather be here.
I actually had that conversation.
Let's put it like this.
Had that conversation with my wife. I actually told her, I said, if I wasn't married with kids and if I didn't have any kids, I would be a bum. And somebody said, and people looked at me, like, when I said, and they was like, what? I said, bro, what better state to be a bum in than Florida? It's hot just about year-round. You can always find shade and breeze. Bitch, there is coconuts, pineapples, mangoes, oranges. You ain't going without food around this bitch. Like, come on. Like, if there was ever a place, like, I can tell you, there's some places I couldn't be a bum at. I couldn't be a bum in Chicago. Couldn't be a bum in New York. I couldn't be a bum in D.C. Bitch, it get too cold. No.
Nah,
I mean, look.
I'm just saying, look, man, like I said, you know what I mean? Like, you stupid. I'm just saying. Now, I know it off of first hand because, like, my grandmother's cousin, you know what I'm saying, he was homeless. You know what I'm saying? And, like, once a year, once every 2 years or something like that, he'll just pop up. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's mm-hmm. like, yo, let me help you. You know what I'm saying? We'll get him, you know what I mean, get his new fresh little cut, wash him up, you know what I'm saying? Get him, you know what I mean, for about a good 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe even a month. And he's just gone. He'll just say, yo, I'm going to the store one day, and he gone. You know what I'm saying?
I got an aunt like that, bro.
But nah. But he was a real live bum.
I got an aunt like
saying?
That, bro.
And he was. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Until like it got to like it was just. I think it was like 1 year. Motherfuckers was like, nah, what you need from the store? We got you. Nah. I just want to go outside. Nah. We got you. You know what I'm saying? Like. It was like that. Dude, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you know what? It was crazy because you gotta rein these people in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really gotta rein them in. You know what I mean? And gave them, you know what I'm saying? We set up a room for them at my grandmother's house and all that. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, he ended up just staying. Like, the most he'll stay away was like a day. You know what I'm saying? And then he got into his mind was like, yo, he was like, you know how you get it, like, you know how you get in your mind, like, shit, I don't know how these motherfuckers do that shit. He started getting that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was got to a point where he was like, yo, I don't see how motherfuckers is homeless. He was just homeless 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, a year ago. You know what I mean? Like, cut it out, bro. You know what I mean? You can't talk about somebody that was you, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, now. You got a place to stay. You living, you know what I mean? You living good, somewhere good now. You know what I'm saying? You can't look down on somebody that's less fortunate than you in that place right now, and that's where you was a little bit, you know what I mean, a little while ago.
And it be like that, though. Prostitutes be like, bitch, I don't suck dick no more. I'm better now. Fuck that. These hoes right here ain't got no respect, no morals. Bitch, what you was fucking doing yesterday? Like, you one dick removed from being wholesome, and now you want to judge a nigga. Nah, sit the fuck down.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you guys for being with us tonight. D, in honor of you, this song is for you. Old School, Notorious Big, Lil' Kim, Junior Mafia, Get Money.
Living room flow, play Nintendo with seasonino. Pick up my phone, say pop a lot on. Sex all night, mad head in the moon. Spin my V, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on TT, say V-I-G. Now check it, you wanna be my miss squeeze, baby. Don't you, you wanna give me what I need, baby. Won't you, picture life as my wife. Just think, full left, make fat, exit, old mix. Bracelets to match, conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you can say you's the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Shit got hot, you sent feds to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate plot, the bitch said I raped her. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My mosquito hole, my Versace, Hachi. Come to find out, you was fucking everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Whoa, always me. What I get for tricking, came out on bail, commenced to ass kicking, licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my shit's imperial. Fuck around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Sucking dick, running your lips, cause of you, I'm on some real fucker bitch shit.
Here's the crazy part, though. that song right there, as soon as Lil' Kim come on, you can turn the whole goddamn DJ booth off. Every female born in the 70s, 80s, know that motherfucking part. Like, they, and they just, like that last song.
I know all Biggie songs. I know his verses, too. Nope. I got them all. I can cover them all.
But listen, look, that's the one thing about quality music. It doesn't matter how old or how new it is. If it's that impactful to the culture, it's just that impactful. And one of the things that I wanted to do with it, the show that I'm gonna start on the 16th. We're gonna do a pilot on the 16th and another pilot in early December, just to test it out to see how the show goes. But the reason why I wanted to do it is because I want people to understand we can argue about the generational differences. We can argue about the differences and who did what and whatever, whatever. But let's get on the court and understand that everybody can be great in their own way. You know, this generation don't have to be like how we were. Like, times are changed, things are different. Just like we weren't like how our parents and our grandparents were. So I do want to encourage those of us. Yes, education is important. Like, we don't need random unknown people getting credit for Chopped and Screwed. Like, we do need to make sure that there is some common sense to it. But we do need to let these young people shine. And if anything, we need to be the ones making room for these young people to shine, because there's a lot of opportunities out here for them, more so than what we have. And that's what we were designed to do. We paved the way for these kids to shine. So let's make sure that we do that, because there's a lot of talented people that are using technology and innovations to be great, and I think we should really encourage that. Dwayne, Helen, we made it to the end of the show.
Dang, we at the end already?
Yeah, right. Man, this is just an hour and a half show. We didn't do 2 hours tonight. I've been doing different times because I just kind of want to see how it works. But we did an hour and a half tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever
you feel like,
y'all
your brother.
Y'all be sounding like, when it's time to go, y'all be sounding sad. Like, no, I don't want to go home.
Because it's like we're getting into having a ball, good conversation, and then next thing you know, it's time to end the show. Like, dang, well, hold on, wait. It's already 10. When did the time go? Well, we weren't even on here for 10 minutes. Shit.
Listen, this is the thing I've been telling everybody. If you love the show, and this is what I've been telling people, we have one sponsor. That sponsor covers the basic budget for us to be able to do the show the 3 nights a week and the times that we're allowed to do it. If you love the show and you want to see the show be successful, follow DJ's Roundtable on Facebook or Instagram, I think, or Twitter. I think we have all those things, Tumblr as well. Follow us. Go on there. If you need our Cash App information, if you need anyone, let us know. Donate to the show. Donate so we can buy better equipment. By 2021, we're trying to have the visual part of this. So all of this is coming out of our budget. So if you want to help us get to that faster, if you want to start seeing our faces, if you want to start being a part of what we are doing, tell other people about it. Sponsor us. If you have a business, we have sponsor packages. Email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. The production manager, the program manager will get with you, let you know what the options are for you to be a sponsor, what that entails. Like, if you want to see us do better, invest in us doing better. Like, we cannot do better without your support. I mean, we can, and I'm going to always put my own into it because I've been doing this now for 12 years and I love doing it. But if you want to see us grow into something bigger, something stronger, something more impactful, which is what I hope that we're able to bring to you, invest. And then investing simply, it means just donating some money, donating some time, donating some energy. Like, whatever it is that you can invest in the show, just reach out to us and say, hey, we want to be a part of the movement. We are accepting any type of help for the movement. Because Helen will tell you, I be putting in work, Helen, don't I?
Yes, sir.
We get it, man, and I'm thankful. And actually, it's funny because that's going to be a part of my closing today. So before I do my closing, I got to give y'all an opportunity to give the people a word. So, D, give the people a word before we get up out of here, bro.
Oh, man. I got to go first today. Damn.
Yeah, man. Put you out there. Put you on the block. The block is hot. The block.
you know... I want to say, you know, everybody put your best foot forward because you never know when you do something wholeheartedly with everything you got, you'll never know what comes out of it. You know what I'm saying? Besides you doing something half-assed, so put your best foot forward with 100% behind anything you do. I'm good.
Look at D dropping them crown jewels on him. Hit him with the crown jewels. Bang. All right, y'all, man. You know we got my girl H to the E, L to the E to the N. Helen in the building. Give him a word, mama.
Man, y'all, love on each other, man. It don't hurt to take 2 seconds out of your day to make sure somebody's okay, even if it's just a text. Love on each other. Spread love and positivity.
Okay. Helen coming through with the big ups. Man, listen, let me say this. I all day have been in a mood of gratitude. And the reason why I want to say a mood of gratitude, because first, I want to thank my significant other. Without her by my side helping me do and reinforcing the things that I do, I would not be able to do the things that I do. I want to say thank you to all of the members of this team. Dwayne, Helen, You Say Fuck, Peaches with the X, Mikey B when he was on the show. I want to say thank you to everybody who's ever came through and assisted. Thank you to all the people who helped me with the music. Thank you for the people who send me topics and ideas. Thank you for the people who sent me guests. Thank you to all the guests who've been on this show. We've never done it for the money. I want so many people to understand I've never been a person who's been about financial sustainability when it comes to this. I want to give us a platform, and I want people to understand when I say we, if I know you, if I've ever had contact with you, if I went to school with you, in the military, worked with you, I want to use our platform, and this is a platform. And I want to be able to tell our stories. I was just talking to one of my friends today. Her son is considering relocating because of sports, because he's that good in high school, getting ready to go into high school, and he's that good. So he's looking at a couple of different state locations for sports. And I told her, I said, if you want to come on and talk to the world so that way you can see what opportunities you got, they're there. Reached out to a young girl who has her own dentist practice. Reached out to a young lady in Miami who owns her own diesel mechanic shop, sister. These are the reasons why I say thank you, because the people that I'm connected with, y'all send me so many wonderful people to talk to, so many wonderful people to interview, and I want to let you guys know that I'm humbled that you guys think highly enough of me to be able to talk to these people. So thank you. I hope that you enjoy the show. I hope that you enjoy the content. Please invite other people. And if you haven't listened to the replay, you can go to Spotify, click on the link, and go Big Bap and Friend. Pull us up, and we're right there. But we thank you. We'll be back around the next go-round. So we'll holler. Have a good night, guys.
And I didn't have nowhere to run. I needed to wake up and see what's in front of me. La la la, there has to be a better way. Say it again, a better way to show I'm grateful. So I thought of this song to show my appreciation for loving me so long.
Let's go.